Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a video intern and a paper route. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. There is a minimum wage, and I think the minimum wage is a good idea. Let me be really clear. I don't think that having people work for, like, I don't know, a dollar is a good idea, especially when you're talking about the vast majority of minimum wage earners are older and, you know, maybe trying to support a family and things like that. And again, I think there's a lot of merit to the idea, the concept of a living wage. And that's a good thing. Minimum wages are tricky, though. Because I was listening to a financial advisor who's very, very schooled in economics and economic policy, and he was saying, look, minimum wages actually destroy jobs. I was like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And of course, I wasn't talking to him, but I was listening to this interview with him, and he was saying that the issue is if somebody's worth, say you got like a 14-year-old, or 15-year-old, or let's go older, let's say 17-year-old with no particular skill, right, and he's not really good at doing anything, just this random dude, and he wants to get a job, then if he's only worth $4 an hour, like he's really not working hard and he's really not that skilled and doesn't really know anything, if the minimum wage is $10 an hour, then the company is not going to hire him. Because they would be losing money. He's only worth $4 an hour. They have to pay him $10 an hour, so they're not going to hire him. So they're going to innovate and figure out different ways to squeeze their existing employees a little bit harder. They're going to get different technology to serve people faster. You see restaurants now using apps, so they have fewer people. Like Chipotle, you go to Chipotle. You don't even stand in line if you want. You can just order off your app. You don't have to talk to anyone. You don't have to wait for anyone. They have your food ready when you show up. You just pick it up and leave. That's it. It's an amazing, amazing streamlining of the process, and you're eliminating people that would otherwise be working there, taking your order, making your burrito, cleaning the place, things like that. It's an interesting kind of thing because, again, Chipotle then goes from a restaurant to just like a commercial kitchen for production that you go pick up your food and you leave. The experience is gone, and I was thinking about this, like, yeah, that is true. You do lose some of those things, but we should still have a minimum wage. Because again, I think if you have people working, say, 40 hours a week, then they should be able to at least live a little bit, right? Like you can't have people working for a dollar an hour. And I think anybody with a heart would understand that. But there was a really interesting thing that popped into my mind recently. So I have a video portion of this podcast where I record it. So if you want to go to like my YouTube channel and actually see what I look like and watch me doing these podcasts, you absolutely can. And I don't know much about video stuff, okay? And I've started learning and picking it up. I'm a very fast learner. So again, it's going just fine. But I also realized, okay, look, I have, let's say, 80 episodes that are audio only, and I never did video for them, and I would like to upload to my YouTube page as well and just have the little head engine icon on there and then upload the audio file. Now, I know how to do this. It's a bit tedious. It takes forever. Whatever. No big deal. But I was like, God, I wonder if I could get an intern. So I ask my students, would anybody like to intern? It would be an unpaid internship. You get to be part of the podcast production, which is great. And I have plenty of students who are into audio stuff or video stuff and they want to do it in college. And it'd be a good resume builder because literally like, look, you're working for a real podcast. You'd be doing this. You could be quality assurance. It could be anything you want, but it would be unpaid and you get to be part of it and put it on your resume. I'll give you a letter of recommendation. And again, I would only offer it to students I really liked and I would want to help. I genuinely wouldn't make it the kind of thing where they come to me later on and ask for a letter of recommendation and I don't really help them out. So I make this offer to people, and some of them are interested, and that's great. But I started thinking about the minimum wage. I was like, why can we offer no pay employment to some people and call it an internship, effectively like slavery? But for other people, we're absolutely required to pay them a minimum wage. And it comes down to benefit. Okay, now, here's the thing. People say that those working for minimum wage need that job because they need to develop their skills. And that's fine, that may be true. But that's all an internship is. And people recognize the value of what they're getting out of it is more than the monetary compensation, which is such an interesting thing. Okay, so say I have a student who comes in here and say he or she works for me as an intern for, let's say, the next 3 months, 4 months. And they do all the audio recording, they show up for the interviews that I do, and they make sure all the levels are good, and they make sure the cameras don't get screwed up, and they help me upload the stuff online. And they go through this whole process for the next 3 or 4 months, and say we develop the podcast to be something better than it is right now. Not hard to imagine. Well, they have actually gained real value there because they've been part of an actual production of something. It's not a hypothetical thing, and I'm doing these podcasts pretty much every single day, so they get benefit out of it from being part of this engine that's turning over and actually making something for the world. And maybe if it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, then they're actually part of it from the ground up. That's valuable stuff. And then, of course, for them, not just having the skills, but going on to college and on to work, they get to say, hey, I actually did work on this real podcast. That's a valuable thing. And they're valuing that beyond what they could be making at, say, In-N-Out. And you can make good money at In-N-Out. I think it's like $15, $16 base pay. But they get to make the decision. And they get to value their own education and their own experience however they want. And I was thinking about this as I was mulling over the minimum wage. Why is it that we allow people, we say, well, you have to get paid. Your businesses have to pay you this base rate. If you're working for them outside of that, it's no good. And people who want to work for less, say somebody wants to work for just $5 or $6 an hour, we don't let them. We don't let them. That's illegal. But we turn around and give people this grand decision with being an intern, an unpaid internship. And we allow them to get the benefit of that. And if you think there's no benefit to low-paying jobs, I had a paper route when I was a kid. I had to get up every morning, rain or shine. I remember when it would be pouring rain. Actually, for Christmas, my mom got me a rain suit. Now, mind you, this was my Christmas present. And she got me this rain suit that was essentially just, you know, like full body coverage, except for my feet. So for my feet, I would wrap the long, they're called poly bags, long plastic bags that the paper goes into. I'd put those over my socks and rubber band it onto my leg at about my calf level. And my rain suit would go over that. And then I'd put my shoes on over the poly bag. So my feet and my socks would stay dry, even though my shoes were absolutely soaking wet. And I'd go out and throw papers like this. That was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 doing this. Doing this in the pouring rain. I think I made, God, it was a terrible amount of money. It was like $140 a month. Okay, so maybe I shouldn't say terrible, but at most, I was making like $5 a day. And some days it would take hours. Sunday morning, it would take me like 2 hours to get these papers out. For $5. And I gave up Saturday night, because let me be clear, if you're getting up at 6 a.m. on Sunday, you are not staying out late Saturday night. But I would do this, and I instinctually knew there was benefit there. There was value there. I wasn't learning anything from a professional standpoint, but I was learning to be hard. I was learning to be tough. And even a little kid of 14 or 15, yeah, sure, I liked getting $140 a month. But even I knew there was more to it than that. Even I knew that there's more value there. And now as an adult, looking back on what I put myself through for that little bit of money, even I see how that plays into the bigger picture of who I am. And I think there is an aspect of the minimum wage that robs people of that. There's an aspect of the minimum wage where people say, okay, look, I'm getting paid this $10, so I'll do whatever. I don't need to learn anything. But maybe we should allow people to make less. Maybe we should allow people the decision, like we do with interns. We allow people to make $0. What's the difference? Why have this sham minimum wage where you can just call somebody an intern and allow them to say, look, what is happening here is better, is more valuable to me than the monetary compensation of doing this junk job. And by the way, if I have an intern, I know I have an obligation to enrich that person's life. It has to be a win-win for me and the intern. The intern has to feel like they're getting benefit out of this. And if they don't, they're done. They're done 100%. Nobody would keep coming here and helping me and doing this audio and video editing for free if they didn't feel like they were getting something out of it. And that gives me an obligation to them. Yeah, I could throw $10 at them, say, do this stuff, treat them like junk, take this money, whatever. And that's what a minimum wage is, right? I paid you $10, do this, I don't care. But with an intern, man, it's different. It's different. It's a complicated situation. It's a difficult idea. You don't want to be removed from people's struggle to make ends meet. But there are obviously glaring issues with not allowing people to engage in an activity that improves them more than the monetary compensation. I don't know what the right answer is. I'm not an economist, and I'm certainly not a smart businessman. And that's the point. I don't know what it is. But I know enough to step back and say that's complex. And that's the point. So the next time you see something or hear something like the minimum wage, that just seems like such a basic idea, think about interns. Think about how we support interns. Think about how complex and nuanced this obviously is. It's not as basic as, yes, let people get paid a minimum wage, when we already acknowledge we allow people to get paid no wage. It's a complex thing. And if you find yourself in one of those positions, you should take a step back and think it through. You may not get an answer, but you may get some better perspective. I'm Matt Todd, and this is The Engine That Drives Me. Go out and crush it. Thank you, everyone, and please do remember the essay classes are lining up daily, as are the SAT and ACT review. If you need some help, just hit me up.